Have you ever put aside your own preferences to connect with others? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. If there's anything that's nearly always true about me, it's that I hate games. They sort of give me this unwarranted anxiety, and they usually feel pointless. But I'm a youth group leader, and as many of you know, games are a huge part of youth group. So each week, I suffer through a few games, but to tell you a secret, I think I'm actually starting to like them. The Lord works in mysterious ways. But anyway, this connects with what today's Devo is all about. It's called Nice to Meet You by Allison Wilson Lee. And meet is spelled M-E-A-T, like the food, by the way. It's important. All right, here we go. I sat down at a table lavishly spread with traditional Romanian foods. And that was the day I began eating meat again. 6 years ago, at age 16, my best friend and I ordered steak sandwiches while on a school trip. Our meals arrived uncooked. Even though the staff remedied the problem, we decided afterwards to try to be vegetarians for a week. We lasted a year on this plan together. Then my buddy chose to return to eating meat while I continued down the vegetarian path. Over 6 years later, I was preparing for a year of ministry with college students in Romania. During our two-week briefing in Hungary, I sensed the Lord nudge me to abandon my vegetarian ways. As a visitor, I wanted to enjoy meals with Romanians, to eat what they ate and what they served us. By the time I entered Romania, I decided to give up being vegetarian. About a week later, a Romanian family invited me and my three ministry teammates to an extravagant lunch at their apartment. One of the dishes they served included pork. I dug in, ate some of everything, and thanked them for hosting. To connect with people from Romania, I made a decision about my diet, wanting to exalt Jesus instead of my own preference. Our Savior renounced more than a simple lifestyle choice so He could minister to people on earth. Even though He is fully God, Jesus humbled Himself, laid down His rights, and took on the weakness of being human. When we begin a relationship with Jesus Christ by trusting in Him, believing that He died and rose again to provide forgiveness and eternal life, we're called to live as He did, and He walks alongside us every step of the way. Through the Holy Spirit, He empowers us to take on the Christ-like nature of a servant so we can point others to Him. So let's talk about this a little bit more. Have you ever laid down your own preferences to connect with another person or group of people? What was it like? How could an experience like that point you and others to Jesus? Sometimes people choose to eat vegetarian because of certain values, which can be a beautiful thing. And some people have health needs that require a special diet, such as avoiding gluten or dairy. As Christians, how can we be respectful of each other's eating choices and needs? If you feel like God may be leading you to change the way you eat, who are trusted Christian adults in your life who can help you discern His guidance, such as pastors, parents, youth leaders, or counselors? As you and I can read in Philippians 2:5, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible 1 Corinthians 9:19 through 23 and Philippians 2:5 through 8 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Has the Lord been speaking to you about something lately? If so, we want to hear that testimony. Go to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, come back tomorrow for a Devo about being united by Jesus. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.